Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm John Kelly. The Holy See has issued new rules to streamline the process by which bishops can laicize priests. Each priest will retain the right to protect his canonical status, but the new rules make it simpler and easier for bishops to dismiss a priest from the clerical state when he has effectively abandoned clerical life. The Secretary of the Congregation for Clergy, Archbishop Mauro Piacenza, told us the new rules are an instrument created under existing law and are concerned with safeguarding the honour of the priesthood and of the majority of priests who are dedicated to living according to their vows.
Non è una semplificazione delle procedure o una procedura semplificata.
The first thing that needs to be said is that this is a juridical instrument consistent and coherent with current canon law. It is not a procedure to be applied automatically, but rather one that is pursued in certain and very circumscribed cases according to the prudent judgment of the Apostolic See. In actual fact, the rights and the duties of the bishop to exercise the judicial function remain intact and unchanged. We have arrived at the concession of these faculties by a real desire to honor the mission and the figure of the priests who, in this period when secularization is so widely diffused, bear the burden of thinking and acting counterculturally out of fidelity to their proper identity and mission. All of this is particularly important as well for an understanding of the theological motivation for priestly celibacy, because the will of the Church with regard to this finds its ultimate motivation in the unique coherence that celibacy has with ordination, which configures the priest to Jesus Christ, the head and spouse of the Church. Priestly celibacy is a gift the Church has received and wishes to protect, convinced more than ever that it is a gift for herself and for the world.
Ricevuto e vuole custodire, convinta più che mai che esso sia un bene per se stessa e per il mondo.
The new rules have no effect on cases that involve priests who have been accused of sexual misconduct with minors. Those cases are handled separately by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith rather than the Congregation for Clergy, under the terms of a special policy established by Pope John Paul II in 2001.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.